Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, and I continue to broadcast from Boca Raton, Florida, at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women Conference, and having a great time meeting all these folks. Wasn't that we had some great interviews so far this week, and we got a whole other day. We got two more ladies to introduce you to today, and tomorrow we got a bunch more to introduce you to and to hear their stories. And this is not just encouragement and motivation and inspiration for ladies. The guys, you ought to be getting something out of this too, because there's virtually nothing that's been said this hour and last hour that doesn't apply to all of us. And the stories that they tell, okay, there's a few things that were just for ladies, but most of it is for anybody. And so I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I'll introduce you to a new friend. Fabienne Fredrickson is the founder of the Client Attraction. And she's going to tell us all about that. Fabienne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to talk to you again. Why are you here?
As a client attraction expert, I can relate to a lot of people who are just starting businesses or who have been in business for a couple of years but have never fully reached what they call maximum success. And the way that I became a client attraction expert, if I can take you back to 1999 when I started, I decided to quit my corporate job like many of us entrepreneurs mm-hmm. do and take the great leap of faith and open up a private nutrition practice.
I did that practice, but I started my own business in 89. I was downsized twice in 18 months, mm-hmm. and I said, you know what, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. Started my own business just like you.
Yeah. And like many, many people, whenever I speak in public and tell this story, a lot of people nod their heads. Like many people, I had what I call the 3 a.m. sweats, the tossing and turning in the middle of the night, saying, if I don't do something very quickly to get clients, I'm just not going to be in business in a year.
And then you find out 5 years later that you still wake up at 3 o'clock. It's just different concerns, right?
Yeah, usually crying babies. Yeah. That's another story. So that day, one day, I just couldn't take the tossing and turning anymore, and I called my dad in the middle of the night, and I said, Dad, what am I going to do? I fessed up. It's not as great as I've been telling you it is. And he said, Fabienne, if there's anything that I know about you, anything at all, it's that when you want something and you want it badly enough, there's nothing that's going to stop you from getting it. So basically, Fabienne, figure out what it's going to take to get clients and do it. And I made a commitment that day to figure out everything I could on self-promotion, self-marketing, networking, and just what I now called client attraction. And I took every seminar and bought every book and borrowed books and maxed out my credit cards those that weren't already maxed out. And figured out how to get clients, and I filled my practice within 8 months. Mm-hmm. And other people wondered, you know, okay, I've got 3 clients, you have 31 clients, you're at full capacity, how'd you do it? And I started taking them on as clients, so I had a practice of half nutrition
right.
and half business coaching.
So you became a mentor.
That's right.
As well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I started, I stopped doing nutrition and started doing only business coaching.
See, I had some nutrition questions for you. I need
some
help with that.
Steam your tofu.
Steam my tofu. You know, that's great. I love steamed tofu. It doesn't get any better than that, right?
It doesn't help
especially
you get clients.
Especially on a sandwich. That's when it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there are women out there right now that are where you were 5 years ago, what do you have to say to them?
Stop pushing to get clients. It does not work. It does not work, especially for women. What we're taught to do is to get clients.
So it's different for women than men, you think?
I also have a lot of male clients, but women especially are I find that the sales mentors and the marketing mentors out there, a lot of them are men, and they tell you to push, 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 and get in people's faces. And I know that as a woman myself, that didn't work with my personality.
Why is it that when men are aggressive, it's okay, but when women are aggressive, it's not. What is up with that?
Maybe it's the hunter-gatherer. Maybe it's what you talked about in the last segment,
yeah,
being the ego thing.
Yeah.
I think that women are more about attracting.
Yeah.
And so I, in the last 5 years, I developed something called the client attraction system,
right,
which talks about not pushing. It talks about figuring out exactly who your ideal client is and really getting in their well-worn shoes. Mm-hmm. What are their hot buttons? What are their problems? And then positioning yourself as the problem solver, creating a marketing message that's going to bring them in so that you don't have to push to get out there anymore. And the minute I started doing that, I started filling up my practice.
So you think you found a formula that for women to help them attract customers that works better? It sort of solves the problem for women. We're going to talk about this more fascinating stuff with our new friend Fabian Fredrickson, the creator and the founder of the Client Attraction. It's 20 till. Don't go away. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Fabian Fredrickson. Fabian, did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
I love that name.
Thank you.
Fabian, I like that. She's the founder of the Client Attraction. She's here with me and about 1,100 other women, 1,099 other women.
Powerhouse in here.
Aren't these odds great for me?
You got to come here next
year. And how do you like my tie?
Love it.
Yeah, I thought the ladies would love this tie. I'm having a great time here, folks. As you can tell, Fabian is the founder and of an organization called the Client Attraction. And now you mentor mostly women, but guys too.
Yeah.
You help them with their with getting customers, growing their business. Now, what types of people, what types of businesses do these people have?
I mainly work with people who are in private practice, just one-person
They're
businesses.
They're typically personal services type
yes,
of businesses?
Yes, exactly.
Consultants? So
consultants and massage therapists and financial planners and, nutritionists and chiropractors. Anybody
right.
who set up a private practice who only learned what they learned
Wait a
in
minute.
School.
Wait a minute. Chiropractors and dentists and people like that, they need to learn how to get customers?
Well, think about it. They go to chiropractors.
They've never done this before, though, have they?
Yeah. They open it up, and they think that clients are just going to come to them,
if
right?
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Give us your website before we go any further.
Clientattraction.com.
Clientattraction.com. What do we find when we get there?
You find out free articles. You can sign up for the 10-week boot camp on how to attract all the clients you need.
What does that mean?
And that is a 10-week series on the phone with me and other participants where I teach you every single step of the client attraction system.
Wow.
Best of all, if you like this thing, but you're one who likes to study on your own,
mm-hmm.
there's also the home study system,
okay.
And that's also
available. Clientattraction.com. Okay, tell us why this system works so well for women.
One, it's only stuff that has worked for me and my clients, hundreds of my clients, over and over again. Never has one person not gotten more clients from doing it.
And this is not, folks, this is not from her ivory towers. This is not some professor. This is elbow grease, rubber meets the road stuff.
I'm in the trenches
that you've
with
done
you.
It, that yeah. you, and you've done this already.
Every single aspect
yeah.
works.
All right. So what's the rest of it?
We teach you how to close the sale in a way that's not in your face. It's
right.
a way of pre-qualifying people and letting them sell themselves into your
right.
services.
And close them all along the way. Little bitty close. It's not one big aggressive close at the end.
It doesn't
and
work
see,
for
it's
us
the same
women.
Thing for all sales. I talk about that all the time. If you wait till the end to close, you will not get the business. You'll probably just run people away. You've got to be closing little closes all along, right?
Yeah. And you've got to be the problem solver. You've got to know their problems. You can't walk into a closing the sale conversation not being compassionate and empathetic. The person is looking for you to get them out of their problem. And if they feel like they're being sold, they're going to back away.
Yeah. You know what? I've discovered a new phrase that I use all the time because it really gets people to come to the point where we can benefit from each other. And this is it. What can I do to help?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's the best. Because I
it
think
it just breaks all the barriers down, all the ego goes away, and it becomes you're trying to draw them in, right? And so
I'm writing a book right now called How to Network to Get Clients. And the biggest fallacy in networking is that people go into it saying, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you want to attract clients, you have to flip that around. What can I do for you?
My one of our Brain Trust members, Ivan Meisner, you probably know,
yes.
with President of BNI, is a good friend of ours. He says, givers gain.
Absolutely.
That's it, isn't it?
It's the only way to do it, because otherwise people are going to, again, back away. They're tired of being
That's
the prey.
21st century, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's more now than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. And
not that you'd remember 20 years ago or anything.
I wouldn't. But especially for women, because we're more of a nurturer and we're better, the statistics say, at communication, that kind of networking works really well for us.
Mm-hmm.
BNI works really well.
But you still got to incorporate that into the marketplace, which is still pretty masculine, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you have a compelling, client-attractive marketing message, people are going to flock to you. Now, if you're going in a networking situation and you tell people what you do and their eyes glaze over,
mm-hmm.
then it's not client-attractive
right.
enough. You've got to work on that.
Right.
We can help
yeah.
you with that.
And one thing we know, when people are talking about themselves, there's no eye glazing.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
They're twinkling.
Yeah. No. Who doesn't like to talk about themselves?
Right. You mean besides me?
Well, at least you invite people to come along.
All right. All right. Well, see, that's how I make it look good.
Okay.
I let you share in this with me. See, that's what this whole show is just about, my ego, right?
It's all right.
Okay. I've got 30 seconds. What would you like to? What's the last thing you'd like to say to the ladies out there?
Oh, I'd like to say that there is hope. If you are tossing and turning in the middle of the night, there's nothing wrong with you. It's only because you've never been taught how to attract clients. And once you learn how to attract clients by something that's, you know, someone that, or something that's really proven, marketing actually becomes fun. And I know if you're in that position right now, you may not feel that, but it is possible. If I can do it, and hundreds of my clients can do it, so can you.
And if you're not tossing and turning, that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, maybe you don't care. Maybe you're independently wealthy.
I mean, you can't. Well, right. But I mean, if you need customers and you're not tossing and turning, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You need people who say, there's something in me. I need to get it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your success. I'm proud of you. Will you come back another day?
I would be delighted.
Fabienne Fredrickson. I'm going to have her back because I just want to say her name again. Founder of the Client Attraction. Give us your website again, please.
ClientAttraction.com.
I'm going to be right back with Faye Coleman, Dr. Faye Coleman, and we're going to talk about what she does. You're going to like it. Until, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm laughing because I'm having so much fun. This is just really a thrill for me, folks, to meet all these ladies, all these successful women, and I guess I'm extra excited because of the odds. I mean, there are like 1,100 of them and me. It doesn't get any better than that, guys. I want to introduce you to Dr. Faye Coleman. She's the president and CEO of Westover Consultants Incorporated, and she's an attendee. This is her second year, I think, to be here like us. We've been here 2 years in a row live. We covered the one 3 years ago remotely. She's also a Spotlight Success attendee. Dr. Coleman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm really proud of you. You've been in business 20 years now.
20 years. Will be
started when you were six.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And tell us about what you do.
My company is a management consulting firm. Because we're in Washington and the federal government is really the name of the game there.
A huge economy,
isn't
it? We
do quite a bit of business. I'd say about 75-80% of our business is with federal government agencies. And we provide conference and event planning support. We provide training and technical assistance, quite a bit of diversity training,
mm-hmm.
workforce development training. Our clients run the gamut from Department of Education, Federal Highway Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, to the Defense Department. We're working with just about every branch of the U.S. military, Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, providing, supporting their initiatives in child care for dependents of active duty personnel.
Good for you, and I'm really proud of you. How many employees you have?
I've got about 45 employees.
Wow, that's a job, just managing the employees.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind the business side, right?
Absolutely.
Dr. Coleman, there are ladies out there who are where you were 20 years ago.
I'm sure.
Of all types of, and, you know, here you sit here in front of me, successful, doing well, but it wasn't like that in the beginning, probably.
No, it wasn't.
Tell us about that.
Well, when I first started, I started in 1984, and at that time, there were very few resources for women who were looking to go into business.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't the business centers. There weren't the myriad of programs that there
are. The culture wasn't there, was it?
It wasn't. It wasn't.
The marketplace.
We didn't have the support system. I had to be very focused. A lot of what I learned then is still very applicable, even though there are many more resources.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be very clear about what it was I wanted to do and why I was going into business in the first place. I did a lot of informational interviews. I found that I would target two or three people who I admired.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, most of them were men because there weren't a lot of, successful women business owners. But I knew that if you could get people to give them an opportunity to talk about themselves and their journey, that very rarely would they say no. And so I just listened.
Especially guys. You get
exactly.
Them, you ask a guy to tell, everybody, tell you about himself.
On and on.
Yeah, can't shut
and
him up.
I focused on the things that they learned along their way, asked them things like, what would you do differently if you had it to do all over again? What were the biggest mistakes, and what are you the proudest of? Well, it varied depending on the industry, but there was one gentleman who was in government contracting, very, very successful, and the thing that he told me was don't try to be all things to all people. It's very easy to do that in consulting.
Find your niche.
You have to be able to really say, these are the things that really set us apart from the competition. Stay focused. And that stayed with me throughout my entire 21
and so
years.
And so that's the first thing you want to say today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Focus.
Absolutely.
You got to be careful. I remember what Sergeant Callahan, Clint Eastwood's character in the Dirty Harry series, he said, a man's got to know his limitations. A woman's got to know her limitations too, doesn't
Absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. And it's not so much about limitations.
Yeah, right.
It's about being able to deliver on those things that you know you excel at.
What can you be the most successful
Absolutely.
At?
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is, but the other thing is, and I want to ask you, what do you think about strategic alliances? Because that's how you overcome some of those limitations.
Strategic alliances are the foundation, particularly now in today's marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
They are the foundation for success. I've seen in my 20 years a whole paradigm shift in the way the government does business. And I think that one of the things that has set those companies that have survived through the years apart, and particularly for women, because we are more collaborative, is the ability to seek collaborations, to be open to partnerships, to look for win-win situations, and to provide opportunities for reciprocity.
Give us your website, please.
www.westover.com.
Dr. Coleman, thank you for being here. Congratulations on
thank
your
you
success.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of you. Will you come back another day?
I would be delighted.
We'd like to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows at Boca Raton, Florida, at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women Conference. A lot of fun, folks, and I'll see you tomorrow. We got a lot more to come. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.